dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Grab Bag!
Certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones to Keep WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss.
99 restaurants, always a
Grab Bag.
All right, let's take a look at the NBA playoffs from last night. Of course, in addition to the Celtics overtime loss to the Knicks, the top seed out west, the Oklahoma City Thunder lost to Aaron Gordon and the Denver Nuggets. Jokic, monster game. We'll have more on that. But this is the matchup out west of the top two MVP candidates. Both played well, but going head-to-head, good to see Jokic and SGA out
well,
there.
Well, score one for the show's MVP.
That's right.
I don't know if he's going to be the league MVP, big win for Jokic last night as another, I mean, all the highly seeded teams that have played so far have dropped game one.
That's true. All right, as for tonight's game, at 7 o'clock, you have Pacers and Cavs playing game two with the Cavs down 0-1. And then we'll get game one of the Warriors-Timberwolves, Minnesota at home, and 6.5-point favorites. Look at that.
I think I would.
Sucker's better buying opportunity.
I think it's a buying opportunity.
Yeah, maybe,
so. That's how I feel about it. I think I would.
Yeah.
I would take Golden State plus money is what I would
do.
Yeah, this one right here goes out to all the babies, mamas. Baby mamas. Yeah, go like this. I'm sorry, Mr.
Bag.
Despite two assists from your guy, Brad Marchand, the Toronto Maple Leafs defeated the Florida Panthers 5-4 in the game one last night from Toronto.
I'll tell you what.
In the second round.
I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just the Celtics game had ended. I was flipping in and out of the OKC game. And maybe it's just I got the bug a little bit watching the Winnipeg game, but I was into that Florida-Toronto game last night. I actually watched quite a bit of that. I'm surprised the Leafs are up. It's bad news if the Leafs win that series because, of course, the Bruins' future pick 3 years from now is tied to it.
Well, Sam Bennett took care of their goalie, so don't worry about it.
Good point.
Should be all right then.
That's a fair point. Right. I watched a good chunk of that game last night. Entertaining.
Tonight you have Hurricanes Capitals game one and Golden Knights Oilers game one, 7 and 9:30 tonight.
Yeah, those I might not watch, but I was watching last night. Maybe I'll back my way into it. I wasn't planning on watching it last night.
You used to call me on my
grab bag.
Red Sox are back in action. They were off last night. Looks like it could be a little rainy, but they're going to try to fight through this one. Rangers, Red Sox, Lucas Giolito versus Nathan Eovaldi, old buddy Nathan Eovaldi.
Now, you were telling me the Greg Hill Show has a new...
Yeah.
They have a new little sounder for Giolito?
Yeah, apparently Giolito's a big Pokemon guy, like Chris Scheim.
What
and so they have like a little stinger.
Lucas Giolito.
I choose you.
Well, that works for me.
What a mystery wrapped in a riddle that guy is.
I kind of love him.
Like grew up in Hollywood, effectively.
Yeah.
Or
his family,
Hollywood tangent, whatever it is.
His uncle co-created Twin Peaks. His grandfather was in Seinfeld. Like,
thank you.
Yeah, pretty good.
Pokemon guy.
Eovaldi, meanwhile, 2-2 with a 2.11 ERA.
Yeah, he was good against him earlier this year, so yeah.
Turn on the radio.
Well, Jones, we, of course, are the fashion uniform police.
We are.
Here on the Jones and Keefe program. Last night, a big night for fashion. It was the Met Gala.
Yeah, one of the biggest nights.
No Bill Belichick and Jordan, but new Patriots wide receiver Stephon Diggs.
Look at that.
Was in attendance. If you're watching on Twitch or on YouTube, you can see, looks like he's carrying like a giant blanket with him. What is that? Is that like a fur?
It looks like a fur of some sort. Yeah,
I don't know. It's a little out of my wheelhouse here.
That's not you wouldn't wear that.
I'm better at talking about uniforms than I am what these get-ups were at the Met Gala.
I think it's a trendy little look. I guess I didn't realize Steph Diggs was in the stratosphere of the Met Gala. I guess
well,
I didn't
his
realize
girlfriend is.
Are they together?
This is a good point. Is that I didn't even think about that. Is Cardi that why B he was there? That must be why.
Yeah,
he was
I would
there.
Assume. I mean,
he looks pretty on point, though.
You know what happens when you assume.
He's got the head to toe fur or whatever that is. He's dressed in all black. He's got the red shoes.
Yep.
I think he's looking pretty good.
Okay.
How would you grade that?
On our scale that goes to 100, I would probably say like an 87.
Seven?
I got the 87.
Yeah. I'm going like a 95.
You're an easy grader.
Yeah.
When it comes to the fashion game.
That's a nice little outfit.
Yeah. It was Andre 3000, I believe, was wearing like a piano.
Yeah, I didn't see that. You told me that.
Yeah, like a piano. I don't know if it was like a working piano or not, but he had that going.
Why not?
Right.
Every day that I'm in making
grab bag.
Grand Theft Auto 6 has a new release date. This came out last week, but they released a trailer today. This is like the most highly anticipated video game maybe of our lifetime.
Mm.
May 26, 2026. So we have another year and 20 days until this bad boy comes out.
Why even bother with the trailer?
Looks great, though.
Yeah, you can't wait to play it?
Yeah, I'm pretty pumped.
Cool.
Yep.
Grab bag!
Kentucky Derby winner Sovereignty.
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 Out. Sovereignty?
Sovereignty.
Sovereignty. What did you
call it? Did I say it wrong?
Yeah, you said
San Diegan.
You added like three syllables to it.
Whatever.
I
was drinking a lot during the Derby. What do I know?
Admittedly, I went into the pronunciation unsure, but you really, I think, went a different route.
Not Sovereignty?
Sovereignty. Right?
Sovereignty.
Sovereignty.
Where did you get that?
I don't know.
It's like three extra syllables.
I have no idea. Say, what is he? He's out of the Preakness?
Sovereignty out. So no triple crown.
Right. Sovereignty in.
Yeah. He's replaced by Jones' horse. Sovereignty.
Wait, so he's out of the Preakness?
Yeah, he's not doing the Preakness.
What the hell?
He's load
Sovereignty. What are you doing?
Load management. Actually, it's a non-COVID illness. He's out. No. He just, I don't know, he's out.
Okay, good.
So he's going to be rested up.
Bag.
I think corn might be the show's goat.
Think so?
Yeah, so it's our intro song right off the rip.
That's true. It's a good vegetable.
What's not to like? Nah.
You can double that.
I'm out.
You out?
Out. Cob, yes.
Cob
on
out.
The cob, no, on the cob, yes.
No, I'm saying cob out.
You don't want the cob? You want just like a bowl of corn?
I don't want the cob. No, I just want
No.
I want a bowl of just the corn.
Outrageous.
Yes. Yeah.
The Baltimore Ravens released Justin Tucker. I don't know if you saw this.
I hate to see something happen to such a good guy.
Such a great guy.
Yeah.
They announced this whole thing, though, where they were just like, tough football reasons.
Yeah.
One of the best players and people. Like, this is this whole long thing. They didn't mention any of his, like, 16 allegations against him.
Oh, well, why would you?
Like Deshaun Watson stuff?
Why? You think that's a factor in them releasing him, Keith? It's not. That's a football thing.
Just either release him or don't. Right, like don't be like, oh, like just like you're ignoring that. So they got smoked. They got absolutely ripped apart.
Makes sense. Good organization. I mean, they are a good football organization, but like not a very classy organization.
No.
No.
And I would just like to start a cheer. Let's go.
Grab bag.
Let's go.
Grab bag.
Let's go.
Grab bag.
Travion Henderson, the second round pick for the New England Patriots, running back out of Ohio State, will wear number 32 for the Patriots.
I mean, that's what he wore in college, right?
Yeah, it doesn't look fast.
No,
he's
it's not.
Fast. 32 is not a fast number.
But I think it slows. Yeah, 32 slows him down, I think.
He should be like 3 or 2.
Oh, you want to go single digit?
Yeah. Yeah. He's a littler guy.
I was going to say like 22.
Faster. Yeah. Now you're talking faster.
Not fast enough.
Not fast enough.
Okay.
Single digit's the fastest. Everybody knows that.
Grab bag.
Is Aaron Rodgers still a free agent?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Probably for a while
for
now.
Sure.
Yeah.
Grab bag. Grab bag.
All right, just a couple of games in the association last night, but let's check in on the top NBA performers. Jones, was it OG Anunoby?
No.
29 points, 4 boards, 3 assists.
Good performance, though.
Aaron Gordon, 22 points, 14 boards, big shot. Alex Caruso, 20 points, 6 assists. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 33-10-8. Or was it Nikola Jokic, 42 points,
okay,
22 rebounds, and 6 assists?
It's hard to not go with Jokic, but Gordon hit the game. Gordon hit the biggest shot. That's a ballsy shot.
Wow.
I would go Gordon, but Jokic was incredible, obviously.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let the grab hit the bag. Let the grab hit the bag. Let the grab hit the bag. Let the grab hit the bag!
Best baseball performer.
Yeah.
From last night, my guy Bobby Witt Jr., 2-for-3, RBI, run scored, 2 steals.
So no home runs.
Mikel Garcia, 1-for-2, RBI, run scored, 2 steals.
These are the best performers.
He's running through the Royals.
These are the best guys. Corbin Carroll, 2-for-4, solo shot.
Okay.
Two runs scored.
At least he left the yard.
A.J. Smith-Shaver.
Oh, yeah. He crushed last night.
8 scoreless innings. Near 5 Ks.
Near no-hitter.
Near no-hitter. He did walk 4. No. Little trouble with the curve.
I was talking about the hits.
They say.
Yeah.
Carlos Rodon from the Yanks, 6 2/3 scoreless, 5 Ks.
Give me
Cole Reagans.
Oh.
5 shutout innings, 11 Ks.
Ooh, a bonus.
I know you
there.
Like a big
now,
K guy.
I'm a little gun shy about my pronunciation, but the pitcher from the Braves, what is it again?
Say it.
Sovereignty.
Sovereignty.
Smith, what?
AJ Smith Shaver.
Him. That's my pick.
Shaver?
Almost a no hitter last night. Give it to him.
He earned it.
Yeah.
22-year-old kid.
Nice.
Braves found another one, perhaps. Yeah.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, we're talking about a ball player who played for the Rangers.
Okay.
As well as many other teams.
Julio Franco.
Not Julio Franco.
Okay, because he played for a lot of teams.
True.
He did
no,
play
it's not
for
a bad guess. Okay. I'm just saying it's not him.
Just letting you know.
Giants, Cardinals, White Sox, Rockies, Brewers, Snakes, Nationals, Blue Jays, Reds, Red
Who
Sox.
Who didn't he play for?
Yeah, I've lost.
A's.
Was he in Boston?
Is it Edwin Jackson? We talked about Edwin Jackson.
It's not Edwin Jackson.
What position
Ian
is he
Kinslow.
He was a shortstop. Great guess. Not Ian Kinslow. He's a shortstop. Obviously threw the ball right-handed. He would also hit right-handed.
Elvis Andrus?
Not Elvis Andrus.
What year in Boston?
07.
Oh, I miss Boston. He played in Boston?
He cracked into the majors with a cup of coffee 1991, retired after the 2007 season. He is a one-time All-Star. He would steal you a bag.
You said shortstop.
Career high, 33 steals.
I was
going to
say Kapler.
Steals.
You said shortstop. Sorry. Yep.
33 steals, only 110 career home runs, but 231 career steals, .258 average. Shortstop, 1997 All-Star with the St. Louis Cardinals.
Cardinals? Nothing. I got nothing.
Cardinals All-Star.
I've already thrown out a bunch of guesses.
Yeah.
But none of them are shortstops. I'm trying to picture any shortstops on the Rangers.
He's a shortstop.
And the Cardinals. And he was on the Red Sox in 07.
Yeah. Sure was.
Still a shortstop?
Yeah, I think so. Let me double check where he played.
Did Arcan text? He did that.
Probably.
Does the text line might have it.
Yeah, he was basically just a shortstop. Twitch has
I'm sorry, that's what I meant to say. Twitch
and
might have it.
Text has it as well.
Royce Clayton?
He got it!
I do remember.
Royce Clayton.
I don't really remember him here.
It's random.
Very random, but he's a good player.
He played 8 games for the Red Sox.
Okay, well, that's why I don't
got
remember.
A ring.
Okay. Yeah. Royce Clayton.
He struck out 3 times. He was 1-for-6.
You say he had
Red Sox.
How many home runs did you say he had for his career?
110.
110. I thought I heard 310. I was like, man, he had that many home runs?
No,
110.
110.
Makes a lot more sense.
Across 17 years. But you saw Royce Clayton, good player.
A good little player.
Yeah.
Text line, it is not Pokey Reese. It is not Edgar Renteria.
Nope.
Not Rich Aurelia.
No. Those guys all did play shortstop,
though. You guys ever see Pokey Reese's kid on Instagram?
No.
Tiny little peanut of a kid just like slugging the ball, eating up infield the ground balls.
Love it.
Because I saw the video. And
yeah, quick hands.
I was watching the video and there was like a guy with a gray beard like tossing him the ball.
It was Pokey?
And it was Pokey.
Love Pokey.
And I didn't think twice about it because I'm like, oh, this is cool. This guy's kid's grandfather's teaching him how to play baseball. Turned out it was Pokey Reese the whole time. But yeah, Pokey if you look Reese. Up his kid, his kid can't be more than 4 or 5 years old.
That was great.
The kid's eating up ground balls and hitting line drives.
Now, Arcan's on a touch of a delay, but Arcan,
oh, you got it?
Arcan did text in Royce Clayton. I heard the text line said Arcan was discussing the NHL lottery last night and was a little lost with the rules, which I could see.
Yeah, yeah.
If I wasn't able to listen,
super clear.
If I wasn't able to listen to the broadcast, even listening to the broadcast, it took me a while to figure it out. But I do think the NHL's onto something with that.
I agree.
By the way, somewhat hot off the presses, we told you Mazzulla gave an update on Porzingis. I guess Mazzulla had a little back and forth with our guy B-Rob.
Oh no,
B-Rob was asking about the Knicks and all the open shots the Knicks hit.
Yeah.
And Mazzulla kind of stopped him in the middle of it. And he's like, oh, wait, what did they shoot on threes? And I forget. B-Rob is like 53% or something like that. And Mazzulla goes, oh, that's a novel concept. Like, oh, they just made.
They made them.
So they made theirs. We missed ours. The old Doc Rivers make miss league.
It's a make miss league.
And so they are going to be emboldened to shoot like 75 of these tomorrow. And it's going to be. They're going
to
make them.
Hey, this is Doc Rivers, and you're listening to the Grab Bag. I got to get my larynx fixed.
It's too much. We're doing too much.
But get ready for it. Yeah. Mazzulla is prickly about it. They're going to lean in on even more threes tomorrow. Get ready for it.
What's the number? What's the over-under for three attempts? 60. They said 70.
Over. I'll take over. Yeah.
Over 60?
70.
They go more than this game?
They're going to lean into it.
Yeah, maybe.
They can. They absolutely can go more.
Yeah, they can.
They probably will.
If you don't shoot them.
Yeah.
More.
I mean, listening to Mazzulla, it's just, they just miss some open looks. That's all that happened. Nothing else to see here.